Well, the government has left no doubt it wants to shape an election fight over the economy. Channel 10's political editor, Peter Van Onselen, is back this year as our regular Wednesday political commentator. Hello, Peter.
Good morning, Fran. Good to be back with you.
Thank you. Peter, the government sees the economy as its best chance of pulling off an election win. It's got a barrage of attacks from Scott Morrison and Josh Frydenberg against Bill Shorten's tax plans. It's just putting some of that to Chris Bowen. Do you think Labor is starting to look a little vulnerable, or is the government sounding a little too shrill, a little too nervous perhaps for the voters?
To be honest, I don't want to sit on the fence here, but I think it's a little bit of both. There is certainly a shrillness to the government, and there is a deliberate scare campaign, and there's a sense of desperation, I guess, given where they are in the polls, notwithstanding news poll ticking a little bit up yesterday. It's still wipeout territory. However, Labor is also vulnerable on this. Now, I don't know if they're vulnerable enough with all the problems that the government have created for themselves in terms of leadership instability and the like for it to flip the election result. They're coming from so far behind. But certainly it's the best play for the government. You know, the timing is not good for negative gearing reforms, even for people who think that they might be necessary because of the housing downturn. You mentioned the franking credits just then with the shadow treasurer. These are things that some voters are worried about. At the very least, traditional Liberal voters, I think, who are disgruntled might be coming back, and the scare campaign in some marginal seats might help the government hold them, but it's a long bow to say that it would go far enough to reverse the trend lines that we've seen now for a couple of years.
Okay. Away from the economy for a while, the Prime Minister has intervened, we now know, in the case of the Melbourne football player, Hakeem Al-Arabi. He's written to his Thai counterpart, urging him not to extradite Hakeem to Bahrain. Most diplomatic exchanges happen under the radar. Do you think, and does the footballer, I suppose, think the government has done enough when it comes to the plight of Hakeem Al-Arabi?
It's an interesting question. I'd love, for example, to know what Julie Bishop thought about this. She's the one that's handled these sort of things.
Maurice Payne, as Foreign Minister, did go directly to Thailand to lobby on this issue.
And that's good. There's been some criticism of the Prime Minister for taking as long as he has to do this. But on the flip side to that, the positive about the way that he's done it is that he's done it, as I understand it in this letter, in a very personal way. That is to say, tried to use the authority as Prime Minister, not simply as representing the government. But as you say, Fran, normally most of the heavy lifting happens behind the scenes. Mm. I wonder whether this is an example that the heavy lifting behind the scenes might be about to bear some fruit. And as a result, the Prime Minister's letter now is the kind of thing that, if you like, puts the icing on the cake. We will find out, but certainly Scott Morrison has put himself on the line to do what is right, obviously, in this case, as far as most of us are concerned. The issue, I guess, for his critics is that it's taken a little while. Well, we'll see.
Well, crunch time is here, I think, now that Bahrain has formally launched extradition proceedings. So maybe the heavy lifting didn't bear fruit. That's why he's doing this. Just finally, Peter, Oliver Yates has now formally announced he'll challenge Josh Frydenberg in Kooyong. You know, it's a very big margin he'd have to catch up. Yet another independent, though, motivated by the government's approach to climate change. Do you think this will force any change of approach by the coalition when it comes to climate change?
In a word, no, before the election, but yes, in the aftermath, if it's a heavy defeat and if these candidates are either successful or see big swings against government members of parliament. I hate this term, but this is the so-called doctor's wife syndrome, but with real teeth this time. It happened back in 2004 against Howard, but then Mark Latham as a factor became an issue. Now we are really seeing, more than 10 years on, this effect of people, and as I say, the term is silly, but people writ large in these safer Liberal electorates who have been traditional Liberal voters, but are not happy with the reactionary right approach to issues like, as you say, climate change.
Yeah, I'm sure mass fish kills and millennial droughts too don't help. Peter Van Onselen, thank you very much.
Good to chat.
Peter Van Onselen, Professor of Politics at Griffith University and the University of WA.